Senator John Edwards will spend today campaigning in Ohio and Georgia, the last day before the 10-state Democratic presidential contest known as Super Tuesday. In last night's candidate forum in New York, Edwards was critical of frontrunner John Kerry, but Edwards is hoping to appeal to voters in Ohio in what could be the decisive state in tomorrow's contest. NPR's Linda Wertheimer searched for voters in the same place politicians do, Cleveland's West Side Market.
The West Side Market is a beautiful building made of buff-colored brick laid in intricate patterns with a clock tower at one end. Inside, it looks a little like a church, a massive vaulted room filled with market stalls and the noise of shopping and chopping, knives being sharpened, food critiqued. In the main part of the market, butchers and bakers take up most of the floor, with all of Cleveland's many ethnic groups represented. You can find every part of the pig rearranged as every part of Middle Europe likes it done. You can buy empanadas, strudels, scones, and pierogies, and still leave most of the market's pastry behind. And you can talk politics. I stopped Don and Lois Nielsen at a stand called the Pierogi Palace, where they were considering the possibilities. The Nielsens are also thinking seriously about voting for John Edwards.
Well, he just strikes me as being down to earth and one of us, which is one of the working class. And I think maybe we need to have someone who is not of the upper class going into the White House. I think maybe it'll be better for the country.
When John Edwards talks about jobs and remembers the textile mills closing in his hometown, that means something to Lois Nielsen.
2 weeks ago, went to another one of our knitting mills in Cleveland that is closing, which is sad. Not only is there a large empty building now for sale, there's a lot of people that have lost their jobs as a result, and you just wonder where they've gone for work.
What's your preference in pierogies?
Potato cheese. That's it.
I haven't met any that I didn't like.
People come to the West Side Market from all around Ohio to shop the way their grandparents did, perhaps hoping for a little taste of a long-ago home. Lucretia Lance and her friend Mary Modea came up from Akron looking for something that proved hard to find. Hurka.
Hungarian hurka. Pudding, isn't that
like
what
a
it's
liver
called?
Pudding, yes, yeah. And it's got rice in it.
Lou Lance says she's worried about Social Security being cut. That possibility was on the front page of the Ohio papers last week. She worries about the loss of good jobs for future generations, and she, too, is looking at John Edwards.
I read an article about he and his family that was in Good Housekeeping several years ago, and I was very much interested what he believes in, what he stands for. He seems to be more for trying to get these jobs back in place, because what has happened to America just scares me.
Edwards could be stronger here than in other states because voters feel he understands their problems. They like that he's the child of a mill worker, as many Ohioans also are. However, polls continue to show John Kerry leading here, as everywhere. Rachel Scalf has been laid off from a teaching job. She says now she'll have time to volunteer for the Kerry campaign.
I think of all the Democratic candidates, I think he has the best background, the best experience and expertise, and certainly in terms of international affairs, I think he's the strongest candidate and most likely to win against President Bush.
Rachel Scalf is enthusiastic about Kerry, but it's maybe more common here to find voters that back him hoping that he might defeat the president. Paul Breitzman is in that group. He was shopping for dessert.
There's an Irish bakery over there that has really, really good cakes.
Paul Breitzman is a web developer. Asked how he'll vote Tuesday, he had the same answer Democrats in the earlier states have given.
Probably Kerry, just because I like a lot of what he's, you know, been saying. I'm actually in the Anybody But Bush campaign.
Shopping in Ohio for food and presidential candidates. At this point in the process, the political choices are considerably more limited than the choices offered in the West Side Market. And this is the last shopping day before Super Tuesday. Linda Wertheimer, NPR News, Cleveland, Ohio.
We have homemade smoked pork chop, fresh garlic.